With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. In what would have been a landmark decision, the U.S. Supreme Court this week appeared likely to rule in favor of parents in Maryland who objected on religious grounds to books that made available to their district's elementary schools that feature stories about gay and transgender characters. Tony Perkins, president of the Washington-based Family Research Council, says such a decision would be a stark contrast with another ruling back in 1963.
The court ruled that reading of the Bible in schools, which parents could opt their children out of, was unconstitutional on the grounds that it might unduly influence children. Now scripture is banned, but books like What Are Your Words, Uncle Bobby's Wedding, and Pride Puppy are read to children with no right to opt out. This conflict is not going away. In fact, it's just beginning, and it may make the 50-year battle over abortion look tame by comparison.
This week's Supreme Court arguments over parental rights will be discussed in depth on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, which will be broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. this morning on the Eastern time zone on the Salem News Network. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on the final hours leading up to Pope Francis' funeral.
The Vatican says more than 250,000 people paid their last respects. It took hours to get in. Francesca Stagnow says, I think this was worth the long wait. It was hot and sunny and very warm. I feel sorry for all those who were unable to say their final goodbyes. Kyle Lucy from Buffalo, New York, says he walked by the casket and prayed.
Pray for a tradition for us to be led in the right direction and just for strength in general overall throughout the world.
Francis was laid out in red robes, a bishop's pointed mitre, and a rosary entwined in his hands. He's being buried with his well-worn scuffed black shoes, a sign of the simple life he espoused. I'm Ed Donahue.
A pro-life billboard campaign springs up in Texas. Michael Harrington has more.
They are the work of Life Ministries U.S., and they encourage women in the Lone Star State not to cross over to New Mexico for an abortion. Texas has a strong abortion ban in place while neighboring New Mexico is setting its abortion destination. The billboards urge pregnant women to, quote, be brave and turn around. They also bear information about where a woman can seek help if she's in crisis. About 70% of New Mexico abortions are from out of state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
School district officials on Florida's Space Coast are not renewing the contract of a teacher who used a student's chosen name without getting permission from the student's parents in violation of a Florida law. Officials with the Brevard Public Schools say Melissa Calhoun knowingly defied the law signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in 2023. More online at srnnews.com. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the prison sentence for a former New York congressman.
Former U.S. Representative George Santos has been sentenced to 87 months, more than 7 years in federal prison, after pleading guilty last summer to federal wire fraud and aggravated identity theft. Santos admitted deceiving donors and stealing the identities of nearly a dozen people, including family members, to fund his winning campaign. But the sentencing judge asked him, "Where is your remorse?" As part of a plea deal, Santos has agreed to pay roughly $580,000 in penalties. He served barely a year in Congress before his House colleagues ousted him in 2023. I'm Donna Warder.
Luigi Mangione has pleaded not guilty to a federal murder charge in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, as prosecutors formally declared their intent to seek the death penalty against him. More of these stories plus headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.